happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is Monday, April 13th, 2020. Today's podcast is episode 15 in series 2020 and is titled How to Endure to the End. Tough times show us what we're made of. The world has been going through a very tough time recently. Many are calling it unprecedented, and I agree, at least unprecedented in our lifetimes. So how are you holding out? Are you holding out? Jesus said that only he who endures to the end will be saved. That means if we quit along the way, we won't be saved. Are you on the verge of quitting? If so, let me encourage you with these tips on how to endure to the end. Number one, cling to Jesus through study of his word. Only the word of God will sustain us in these difficult days. Jesus said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The word is our spiritual food. Without nourishing ourselves on it every day, we will die spiritually. Number two, stay closely connected to fellow believers. We are the body of Christ. We all need one another. When we are being tempted to quit, a brother or sister in Christ can encourage us to hang on. Pray without ceasing. Maintain a running conversation with the Lord throughout the day. Constant communication is essential between a soldier and his commander. We are soldiers of Christ, and we need to hear continually from our commander. Dark days are upon us, dear ones, and they will grow darker still. The Apostle Paul described these days in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, as perilous times. Now more than ever, it is imperative that we apply the three tips above to endure to the end. For oh, what glory awaits those who do! There is only one way to experience God's glory. We must accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. If you have not yet done so, I urge you to accept Jesus Christ now by praying this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I need you to save me. I cannot save myself. I repent of my sins and ask you to forgive me. I invite you into my life to be my Savior and my Lord. Make of me what you created me to be. I pray, believe, and receive in your name. Amen. If you prayed this simple prayer, please write to me at drmarianne@marianndiorio.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help you get started in your relationship with Jesus Christ. I also encourage you to get yourself a Bible and read it every single day, starting in the Gospel of John, which is in the second half of the Bible. The Bible is God's love letter to you, his manual for your life. In it, he reveals who he is. In it, he reveals his infinite love for you and instructs you how to live. Finally, ask the Lord to lead you to the church of his choice for you, where you can learn about him and have fellowship and encouragement with other Christ followers. For those of you who may not know, I write fiction about some of the issues I deal with in this blog and podcast. As a token of my deep appreciation for all of you who follow this blog and podcast, I want to give you a free ebook copy of my popular novel, The Madonna of Pisano, the first book in my trilogy titled The Italian Chronicles. To receive your free ebook copy, please go to the link listed at the end of this post. For those who are listening, the link is smashwords.com/books/view/705659. Again, that's smashwords.com/books/view/705659. Note that this offer is valid only until April 30th, so get your free copy now before you forget. I also invite you to visit my website at mariandiorio.com/book-table. There you will find a complete list of the novels, novellas, and short stories I have written about characters with problems like yours. On my website, you will also find many additional resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ. If you have been blessed by these messages, I also invite you to become a Winning with the Word patron on Patreon. As a patron, you will enjoy special benefits only for my patrons. Just go to patreon.com and search for Winning with the Word to join. I would like to thank all of my patrons who are making this podcast possible. I could not do it without you. And to all of you wonderful listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.